Earlier this week, 56-year-old Theo Nichols from Warren was bound over to the Macomb County Circuit Court. Nichols faces charges of failing to properly store or lock his handgun, leading to an incident where his 8-year-old son shot himself in the head. Now, on the JR Morning Live line to discuss this case and its implications is Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido. Prosecutor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So this will be the first time a parent in Macomb County is being tried under that new safe storage law here in Michigan. But kind of walk us through the details of the case and tell us what happened back in April.
Sure. It is one of the first times in Macomb County, and it's no secret it's going to be not the last time unless parents wake up. This was an 8-year-old little curious young man who was, as everyone else does, they climb and they look around and they scavenge around the house. Unfortunately, in this case, he found a pistol that was not supposed to be in the house because his father is a convicted felon. And we have laws that says a felon cannot be in possession of a weapon. But let's face it, every day everybody's buying weapons that are on the streets and they're bringing them home. And they're doing exactly what they're not supposed to be doing, leaving them out for children to, you know, explore. And they find out that now their child, with God's blessings, has made it out of the hospital, but is going through therapy for speech as well as walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. That's so upsetting because it's preventable. What do you think the problem is here? People don't understand this law, or they don't feel they have access to, I don't know, a lockbox or something?
Well, you know, I had this discussion. We had the chiefs of police meetings in Macomb County, and I said, we give the locks out for free. But if the felon is in possession of a weapon, and most of the time you're going to find that even though the law has value and it's a good, solid policy, it won't be followed because the felons aren't supposed to have the guns to begin with. They're getting them off the streets illegally, and it's an additional charge. I think also that they're not responsible to take matters into their own hands, even if they did get it. And even if they did break the law, get the lock, get the gun out of the way of the kids. The kids are going to find things in the house like we all did as kids. Remember back, we used to go through our parents' stuff. And in this case here, this was, you know, climbing, found it above, you know, above, high up above. But here's the reality. When you have a law like this that now separates the father, $250,000 cash surety, no 10% bond, the mother now has a child that's in foster care with the grandmother, and the other three children have been separated from the mother until this is all sorted out. How does it benefit the families? Mm. And in addition, we're tearing down the families this way, not building them. But yesterday in court, it was obvious that, look, there seems to be a silver lining here for the child. Like I said, I mean, this child, we were concerned about the child's eyesight or even not making it. But the child was released back in the hands of the grandmother right now, and we're moving forward. But to pinpoint one direct issue, how to stop this, just be wise, be safe with your own handguns and everything, and follow the law. Put the lock on it, put the gun away, and children won't have these kinds of episodes.
You know, there is a school of thought that says, Pete, you can't fix stupid. So, and you certainly can't fix stupid without educating people about the law that is now in place. Have we failed to promote this law and educate people about this law properly? Because we were just, when we were talking about earlier this morning, where the heck is the public service announcements and the public safety campaigns?
There are billboards. I've seen billboards.
You guys are spot on. Everything you're saying is this: we churn out these laws, and as a former lawmaker, you guys know once they're churned out, people don't educate themselves until things happen like this. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, wow, I didn't even know that law existed. So you're right about that. Where is the public service announcement? But it's a firm policy. It means be safe, not stupid. And at the same time, remember who we're talking about, children, the most vulnerable individuals on the earth.
So his grandmother...
I like that idea, Guy. I think there should be more public service. I think that the even though we have posters and billboards and everything, we should pop it when it's the most timeliness during the individuals, meaning even on social media. Hey, if you have a gun, lock it up. Otherwise, it's a 10-year felony. I mean, there you have it, and you could lose a life.
I mean, how many more times are we going to have to hear, you know, about this prosecutor? Because just in Detroit yesterday, it was a 6-year-old who got a hold to a gun and shot himself in the thumb. I mean, we keep hearing this over and over again. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, it's just common sense. You got a gun and you got kids and, you know, they don't mix.
And that's the same with, like, drinking and driving, responsibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to do things in a way that is preventable. If you're bringing a gun home, you know that that weapon kills. Children don't. They don't know that that thing kills.
Yeah.
And they don't even know what it is. They're curious. They're exploring it. And leaving it loaded and leaving it in the arm's length of a child could cause not only the child's death, it could cause many deaths if the child brings that gun out in the streets.
But I got to ask you, too, because, you know, you spent a lot of time in Lansing, Pete. 47 of your fellow Republicans in the state House voted against the safe storage bill. Now, Matt Hall, the leader, supported it. Mm-hmm. Props to him for that. But so many opposed this. It seems so common sense. But they were actually tweeting out photos of Holocaust memorabilia to say this was like the Nazis coming after your guns. I mean, the debate got so off mark. And props to you for using this tool.
Yeah, here's the situation. Every law out there isn't going to have the same effect for everyone because, like you said, you can't fix stupid. If you have tool in a toolbox that may fix something, that's great. But I believe this. Look in this case. This was a felon in possession of a weapon. That was the underlying problem in this case. Mm-hmm. If the felon didn't get the gun because it broke the law just to have it, this episode would not have taken place.
Right.
And we have to look at that. Don't just focus on what the law is locking up the gun. It shouldn't have the gun to begin with.
Pete Lucido, Macomb County Prosecutor, always a pleasure to have you on JR Morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Have a great day and a great weekend, everybody.
You as well. Coming up, the top news stories of the day, including a Detroit police officer who has now been suspended for comments he made during a weekend protest. That and more as JR Morning continues.